Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is the blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough, keep the faith, get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, every soul. This is Christopher Rudy for Cosmic Love, July 3rd, 2010. This is to prepare for or otherwise focus on the subject of Independence Day. And today I'll be talking about declaring independence. Four-part series. I've done this last week, and I've provided links on the Cosmic Love homepage. So this is a call-in show. If you'd like to custom discuss the subject of global independence, I'd like to take the high road with this than how good things could be rather than focusing on how bad things are. And there's a lot of material out there in both regards, but what we focus on, we tend to manifest, so I'd rather focus on the upside. And I'm going to be tuning into, as a summary piece of these last three previous articles, I'm going to be tuning into the powerful portents for global revolution, evolution in social conscience, and what's in process with the internet, the instant everywhere interactive global phenomenon that has been creating a revolution in its own regard the last couple decades. And specifically, I'm going to be going into the implications of our five core freedoms and what that will look like in the internet age. So here's to fulfilling the pure intention of U.S. founders and what is now a global village, and focusing on what that will look like for representing the consent of the governed. So I'd like to begin with a quote from Andrew Harvey. Some of you may be familiar with him. He's a frequent contributor to the Prophets Conferences. The websites on the Prophet Conferences has his material occasionally. Here's a quote from him regarding the subject of 2012 and what's going on with this huge subject of a global change. And he says that there are two major ways of looking at 2012. The first is that it marks the apocalyptic end of the human species. The second is that it signals the miraculous new beginning and an influx of divine grace that will elevate all of us to another evolutionary level. He says that while I cannot know what the human race will choose in our situation, I know what I have chosen. I choose to devote myself to being a midwife of the potential birth by trying to embody, evolve, and share a vision and practice of sacred activism. I know there's only one way out of our horror, that of a global revolution in consciousness that expresses itself urgently in radical, wise action. And I know, too, that if enough human beings become revolutionaries of sacred love, the species could be transformed and co-create with the divine a new way of being and doing everything. I know also that my responsibility in knowing these truths is to embody them as completely and humbly as I can and continue to do so through disaster, despair, defeat, and paralysis. In other words, keep your head while everyone else is losing theirs. So that's Andrew Harvey. I provide a link on his website with the larger context of the article that was in. So that brings me to the subject of the global revolution. And this is a subject of the evolutionary ascent in human consciousness at this turning point, you might say, in global civilization. The do-or-die turning point. And it is this liberated conscience of global humanity that is the real X factor behind global change. It's how we culture the currency of conscience. That is how we define the constitution of our five core freedoms. Now, for those who are reading the article links I provided on the homepage, or those in the future who may be reading the archives and the archive article that introduces this subject, you'll find these links, like the currency of conscience link and five core freedoms. And I encourage you to click on those because the real message is embedded, you might say, in what our five core freedoms will look like with the currency of conscience in the internet age, as the full potential of the internet is evolved. It's that right now it's currently at an adolescent stage with a lot of adolescent identity crisis, but it's coming out of that, and it will come out of that with a process that involves and evolves our individual and collective conscience. And as James Madison said, the chief architect of the Constitution, conscience is the most sacred of all property. All social problems are for lack of social conscience. And conscientious common sense reveals this as a communications problem, how we come into unity, community, through communications in our instant, everywhere, and interactive internet social networks. U.S. founders didn't have that breakthrough communication system, yet we still have the horse and buggy representation system they gave us, which is a glaring disconnect with net reality in the internet age. And it was James Madison who also said that public opinion sets bounds to every government and is the real sovereign in every free one. So, for lack of conscience, our current horse and buggy representation system has so far failed to incorporate the potential of the internet to check and balance the inordinate power of special interests with the ordained power of public opinion. An objective overview of the last 200 years of the Republic will reveal the rise of the old aristocracy of privilege and power with a new corporatocracy that now puts giant corporate interests above public interests whenever profits are at stake. That's corporate law, by the way. The shareholders come before the public whenever profits are at stake. So you have the global geopolitics and economics of power and profit that have by now succeeded to the point where gross defects obscure actual gains in our collective conscience. There's nothing sacred about power without principle, the first principle of sacred conscience. And without a vision of virtue for the victory of conscientious common sense, you might say, the people perish. And you can see that happening in multiple ways, but we're not going to go there. We're going to focus on the mainstreaming of a vision for mass-to-mass teleconscience, mass awakening, the quickening, some people have referred to, or the great purification, and that would be with the pure intention of U.S. founders, as it would be fulfilled with a global revolution in higher conscience. So the subject of conscience is really the key and to this global evolution revolution. Voltaire, the famous philosopher in the 1700s, said that the safest course is to do nothing against one's conscience. With this secret, we can enjoy life and have no fear from death. Well, the subject of conscience has been a focus of many of the luminary leaders throughout history, ranging from Gandhi to Thomas Paine to just across the board. You have this subject of, I know Krishnamurti was one that says that all of our problems are for lack of conscience. So mankind has free will to declare independence from self-destructive institutions. Or by default, for lack of the will to do so, mankind surrenders sovereignty to slavery and subservience to inordinate powers that be, or you might say the powers that betray, the PTB of big oil, big banks, big pharma, big media, big war, and their collusion with big government that barely serves the public servant purpose for which it was created. The inordinate love of privatized, self-serving power is what betrays the ordained power, the power of love of, by, and for the public. But fortunately, U.S. founders had a solution for such betrayal. from the Declaration of Independence. You may remember this quote, that governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, and that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Now, a lot of people think that anything from the Founding Fathers is obsolete, passé, historically, anecdote, that has no real relevance in what's going on in the world today. But in the inexorable rate of change as it accelerates, change is the only permanent condition in one sense, but within the context of change, there is another permanent condition, and that's the verity, truth, of core principles as relates to conscience that survives and thrives. Ideally, it goes in waves, it goes in cycles, it rises and falls, but in the end, you might say love wins. The power of love, conscience, truth, freedom wins out in the end. Why? Is because God has methods. There's an order to the universe. And this is the subject of cosmic love. I've gone into numerous shows, the parts 1, 2, and 3 of this show, the preface to this show, goes into three dimensions, you might say, of this process of declaring independence in the collective conscience of humanity. So I am referencing largely with this show today, kind of like the summation, you might say a fourth dimensional overview that tries to put this dynamic in process for those who really are into celebrating our independence, celebrating the revolution that gave birth to the great experiment in democracy in America and the republic for which it stands. So, without getting too over-the-top patriotic, let's kind of keep it super simple with core principles that have always been and always will be the dynamic that determines our victory virtues rather than our victim dictum. So, I wanted to key into with this presentation some insight on what's going on right now in July and August, and how this has a potential to become a time window that is very decisive for humanity. Perhaps you will agree that none of us know what the human race is going to choose. You know, mankind has free will, so anything is possible. But the situation right now, globally, is extremely volatile and unpredictable. The status quo forces that are ranged against the birth of a golden age are enormous in their power, but the power of a unified field of all connective hearts and minds is even greater. At present, neither the new corporatocracy that has infiltrated the governments of the world nor the monopoly capitalism that has corrupted the global economy can be trusted. What can be trusted is what I've referred to as conscientious common sense, or a revolution in higher conscience. And that which serves this purpose are like the currency of conscience in your cosmic bank account. In the short term, the long term, it'll serve you well. So there are powerful portents, as I said, for transformation that are now at work. And over these next 2 months, you're going to see a lot of energies intensifying, and there's a lot of pressure right now with the real force of change as regards to the status quo. Many old structures that have given the impression of being stable might become unstable and fall apart or collapse. For example, the worldwide economy or countries with heavy debts. There's a big chance for new structures over the next 2 months. The start of some kind of a new universal picture of reality that makes the prevailing status quo control matrix obsolete. Now, a lot of people identify with the status quo as being a form of stability, but there's a lot of factors in the status quo that are behind global instability. And new structures are emerging, and the potential for new mass-to-mass telecommunication structures for culturing decentralized social conscience in our social networks will naturally check and balance the abuse of centralized power in old structures. Now, this is the hopeful scenario. Checking and balancing and harmonizing, you might say, of the momentums of abuse of power in core institutions with a whole new use of power. Now, I'm not just talking about political and economic power. I'm also talking about things like free energy power. All these new technologies that have provided options for clean, free energy that are being suppressed by the PTB, the powers that betray, you might say. So what might be happening during the summer months of 2010 has the potential to have big effects for the years to come, even if it does appear doesn't appear to be being that important at first sight. In other words, a lot of things that are really going on behind the scenes are not apparent. But we don't have to wait for something to happen in the outer world. It can be something we create in the inner world, which then later on will show substantial consequences in the physical world. In other words, it's pure intention that focuses attention for our evolutionary ascension, and if enough good people worldwide are engaged in that process, you might say it matriculates the matrix of physical reality and is outpictured in all kinds of manifestations. So I'm speaking in generalities of quantum reality, what goes on with our collective intention and our collective attention, what we focus on, rules the evolutionary ascension of our conscientious common sense. Those are into quantum reality, you know, the what the bleep do we know kind of information. Well aware that, as the quantum physicians say, we have the potential to be co-creators by observing the process of transformation in our net reality. And the more enlightened the perspective, a vision for optimal outcomes, the greater the result. Now, this brings us around to the full potential of our internet reality and our five core freedoms and what that will look like and the full implications of an upgrade of our five core freedoms with instant everywhere interactive net reality and what that will look like. So the time window of July and August provides a good opportunity to create something that has to do with the new unity consciousness. Call it conscious convergence, some of the Mayan calendar experts are calling it, or harmonic convergence, or whatever you prefer to name it. There is a big potential to co-create something that supports new structures that frame a process for mass telecom unity, teleconscience, telecare, healing, healthcare, all dimensions of unity in our diversity. in our social network communities of a healthy, holy, holistic spirit of love and action, the power of love in action. And that's a little bit of a preliminary to the show. It's kind of an orientation to introduce you to what I've discussed in the preface pieces. In part one, I gave an orientation to the Aquarian dispensation, declaring the Aquarian independence path to global freedom. As many of you know, Aquarius is has much to do with freedom and love and a collective initiation. And those who are into the astrology and psychology of the dispensation of Aquarius are familiar with that. And I go into that a little bit in the preface piece, the first in this four-part series on declaring independence. And as I said in the beginning of that piece, powerful portents for transformation now manifest as the divine order in the cosmic scheme of things and is about to reboot global civility along more enlightened lines of cosmic love whereby love rules. In other words, the Aquarian Age, the dispensation of the Aquarian Age, is really the age of light and love. Now, the language of light, of consciousness, as consciousness, for culture and conscience, is the heart of the equation of love. And the higher the concept of love in form and frequency, and the dimensional framing, of our individual and collective consciousness with the language of consciousness. I go into that, in the first show, and I give some background with links, some background articles that go into this understanding of the great dynamic of mass awakening, systemic enlightenment, or a quantum leap in consciousness, whatever you want to call it, that's in process. And the dynamics are very clear to those who put the finger on the pulse, the collective consciousness with the internet. If you are searching alternative websites on this subject, because you won't get much of this in the mainstream media. But at the same time, thanks to the internet, we have all the knowledge power in the world at our search engine fingertips. And we know we could utilize this knowledge power for global empowerment with free energy, global healing, with holistic self-perfecting database standards for the analysis, prevention, and treatment of disease, and with heart-centered mass-to-mass telecom, emphasizing the TLC. What that will look like is provided in links throughout these four articles on declaring independence. If you go to those links on mass-to-mass telecom, you'll see a web page that goes into different dimensions of what this will look like with telecommunications, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, health. And this TLC dimension of and all of these new mass-to-mass processes that will provide good information for informed choice, because without choice, we have no real freedom at all. And with an interactive internet, the capability of providing informed choice and interaction with decision-making process that provides a full spectrum, of conscience in people with people participating, so that it becomes self-evident what's working best with free energy technology, with holistic healing techniques and tools, and with communication processes that involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience. So, again, this is all a big challenge to the status quo. It's a big challenge to the deep doo-doo, you might say. We've got with giant institutions that monopolize dirty power, with fossil fuels, disease profiteering with toxic drugs, big pharma, and the mind control matrix with big media that is virtually killing us to save us. Now, you know, like killing more than a million Iraqi to save them for nation building of, by, and for the multinational oil firms that now control that nation's oil reserves. This is the kind of world we live in right now. Now, obviously, you can't have free energy if you're a slave to big oil, and neither can you have holistic health if you're a slave to a medical industrial complex that rivals the military industrial complex. If you have the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, you're set free to think for yourself, which is dangerous to the monopolized mainstream media that makes a killing promoting fossil fuels and foodless food that makes you sick and then drugs for whatever ails you. So I'm kind of on my rant now, and I wasn't going to go in that direction, but I give a little bit of that perspective in the first piece in the series. And part of that rant is addressing the threat not just to the human ecosystem with the oil spill, but also the threat to global freedom and, of information with a movement now in Congress to control the Internet in multiple ways, including a kill switch that would allow it to shut it down on presidential whim for whatever reason. And it's interesting that Senator Lieberman, the sponsor of that bill, justifies the measures on the grounds that the Chinese government has such power. And that's pretty indicative of just how strongly the established order feels threatened by free minds. In other words, why would the U.S. Want such a power if the Chinese communists have decided the public doesn't deserve such power? I mean, we know where the communism stands on that, but why is that an excuse for why we should have that here, you know, filtering and control of the Internet? Anyway, back to more of the positive, the challenge that the global civilization has always been the inordinate love of power behind devolution rather than the ordained power of love behind our evolutionary ascent. So the question comes, how do you bring in the power of love, full-spectrum consciousness, this evolution revolution into our social institutions? And that subject is linked. I provide multiple links, specifically the mass-to-mass telecommunications link, mass-to-mass telecom. And from there, there are very specific information on how that can occur with an upgrade of our five core constitutional freedoms with an interactive process that will involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience with the language of light, the language of conscience, as the evaluation criteria, and also the origination processes of, you might say, light control or the photomechanical processes for image making using tools like YouTube and other audio-video tools that people can originate a multimedia program that can be seen all over the world, and people all over the world can then evaluate that that version of free speech with this new freedom of assembly and freedom to petition with an evaluation criteria that also represents the language of consciousness, the language of light, light of consciousness, light as consciousness. How that works, if you're really interested, the links are there and you can pursue the links, and it becomes self-evident, you might say, as a self-fulfilling prophecy. Winning from the beginning with a vision of virtue for the victory of our evolutionary ascent. Now that is the subject of this four-part series. For those who are interested, you can certainly go to part 1, 2, and 3 and get a little bit more orientation, and it's summed up in part 4. In part 2, I go into bringing in the light, the light of consciousness that's coming for a purpose as the Great Awakening goes mainstream. In other words, again, what we focus on, we tend to manifest. And as long as there's pure intention behind our focused attention, our evolutionary ascension becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, individually and collectively. Some will, some won't, so what? Next. Well, in the second part of the series, I go into, you might say, some big drama with graphics, pictures, and articles on the science of the soul. One includes a photograph of a soul rising up over an operating table while there was 12 people doing heart bypass surgery, and it was captured by someone in the operating room that was taking a picture for education purposes for other doctors. And as the person died on the table, a picture actually registered the soul rising up over the table. It's an amazing photograph. It's an amazing story. You can read about that. This is one of the big things that's going to be going on with the big shift in consciousness. Some people call it the dimensional shift. Over this next year, some refer to it as unity convergence, mass awakening, the big shift. There was another article in that second part that goes into the hierarchy of life in the universe. And there's a whole bunch of pictures of crop circles that reference the coding, you might say, of a higher intelligence that is basically letting us know that they're here. They're watching all this, and that there is a higher power that has extraordinary terraforming technology and technologies that could intercede for the mitigation, if not prevention, of massive cataclysmic changes on Earth, if we get our act together. If we don't, it's the mercy, perhaps, of the great law and the policy of non-intervention, of non-interference, to let the physical outpicturing of the bankrupt conscience let it roll for the great purification in physical terms for a golden age to follow. In other words, it's not foreordained or etched in stone, but these crop circles have been coding, you might say, a lot of information. They've evolved over the years from simple geometric forms to very sophisticated Euclidean fifth dimensional Euclidean mathematics representing, you might say, the geometrically ordered divinity of cosmic law, universal law. Some people would refer to the fractal nature of the holographic universe. So this crop circle issue, I mean, they're here. I have a friend who showed me, a viewer, that he's an inventor, brilliant genius inventor that can actually view these cloaked UFOs that are all over the planet, and the sky's full of them. They're watching us. This is huge drama. They're waiting to see what humans are going to do as this mass awakening takes place. I mean, this is reality TV for the ETs. They're watching the great experiment in self-government as it goes global, you know, and how we're going to get our act together. And basically, they're not interfering. They're saying, you know, hey, you got to do it yourselves. It's your world, you know. The Prime Directive doesn't include any more than giving us hints with these crop circles. They're not going to lay the entire emerging blueprint for a golden age out in front of us. Some of us here have to do that. So anyway, I go into that with interesting links. If you click on those links, the one about above the crop circles. And this is, again, part two on declaring independence. The one on crop circles has a really amazing link at the hierarchy of life in the universe, and it goes into an individual that's been in contact, you might say, not just with the highest levels of military intelligence, but the highest level of alien ET intelligence that's been visiting us for many years. His story is amazing. And some of you might be interested in that. And so that would be part two. Now, that brings us to part three. I might have time to go into this a little bit before the show ends today. And in part three, I go more specifically into what's going on with this zero-point convergence over this next year, the converging of energies as our solar system crosses the galactic plane of the Milky Way galaxy, which happens every 25,800 years, in the sign of Aquarius, and what the implications of this are for alignment of the energies of Earth, as well as our solar system, or Earth in the solar system, with the galactic plane of stellar bodies aligned with the great central sun in the Milky Way. And, of course, if you look at galaxies like our galaxy orbiting around the great central sun, it's like a big ball in the middle with a whole plane, like a circle, of stellar bodies and solar systems within that plane. And we're in that plane all the time to a certain extent, but we orbit into direct galactic alignment with the major, you might say, photon belt of all those stellar bodies every 26,500 years, referred to as the precession of the equinoxes. Our solar system goes through this great orbit, and we're crossing that galactic plane over this next year, according to the leading experts on the Mayan calendar and astrophysicists who've been monitoring and reporting these things in the media, or at least the alternative media. Like I say, you're not going to hear about anything really empowering in the mainstream lowest common denominator pablum monopoly media. So the third show I go into is the zero-point phenomena and ESP as effective sensory perception. There's nothing extra about it when you've got it. And we're talking about a mass awakening to this, you might say, internet at the heart of the internet, an effective sensory perception, a reality that has found its time or is quickly finding its time over this next year and what that means over this next year. So as the veil thins to zero point on the accelerated 2010-2011 timeline, the choice for all global humanity becomes self-evident. This is part three of declaring independence. We've all heard that there's nothing more powerful than a vision that's found its time. That comes from Victor Hugo. And as the veil thins, one's focus of intention to pay attention for retention of conscience on the path of soul ascension pays dividends without end. What we ask for with our free will. It's a choice, folks. It's a free will choice. So before I wrap this up, I wanted to give a little plug for the Swedish pollen extract. Those who have not heard about it, I have a website on that information at the bottom of the Cosmic Love website that you can go to, click on, and other products for building immunity. And the richest source of RNA, DNA for jump-starting, you might say, your DNA repair, your DNA rebuilding, and feeding your seven glands that correspond to your seven chakras, your light body, for more light, easier, and faster. So I wanted to mention that. Before I forget, I always try to get a little information in for those who would like to sponsor the show by sponsoring their own health and their immune system. There's two products there at the bottom of the Cosmic Love website that deal with extraordinary immunity. One of the products is regards to the colon. It's a probiotic with the most advanced soil-based organisms for culturing a healthy biological terrain. And those who know about colon health understand when they say, the experts say, that 80% of your immune system relates to the colon. It's because if you don't have a healthy culture in your colon, then you do not digest food well, and undigested trapped plasma proteins feed microorganisms all over the body. So if you want to clean up the biological terrain of the whole body, you want to clean up the colon, and the dozens of soil-based organisms in this product are the most advanced peer-reviewed clinical trials that have been peer-reviewed by other health professionals show that this is the most effective product for immune health through your colon in that regard. And you add that with the pollen extract, and it's some pretty extraordinary synergy. So I wanted to mention that and finish up on part three on what's going on with mass awakening at this time with this convergence of energies and the thought forms that represent these energies, the love model, the geometrically ordered divinity, the law of the angles of God, G-O-D, geometrically ordered divinity, that frame processes of consciousness, the language of consciousness, and the fractal order of the holographic universe. And basically, this understanding is kind of laid out in general terms and specific. The concept of pure geometry thought forms for the expansion of consciousness have been around for a long time. They've been used in Hopi sand paintings and Tibetan mandalas and sand paintings for thousands of years. They're the archetypes of Christian mysticism with the City Four Square, the New Jerusalem. And they're also the archetypes of Jung regarding the pyramid of self and civilization and the four archetypes that lead to the capstone of self and civilization. And that metaphor for assembling the components of the capstone is what Cosmic Love has been about. And all bottom line for all of this is the Golden Rule Law language for the web of life, the World Wide Web, the Internet at the heart of the Internet, and we're talking about the revolution in higher consciousness that is founded on the bedrock of the gold standard, the Golden Rule, whether we're talking about Buddhism, Confucianism, Christianity, Hinduism, Islam, Judaism, Taoism, Zoroastrianism, Sikhism, the Baha'i Faith, Jainism, Shinto, or native spirituality, or as the native wisdom of Chief Seattle once put it, this we know, the earth does not belong to man, man belongs to the earth. Man does not weave the web of life. He is merely a strand in it. Whatever he does to the web, he does to himself. And that, dear listener, is, you might say, the heart of the Golden Rule for net reality. What we do to the web, we do to ourselves. We can have a global revolution in higher consciousness with an interactive interface for mass-to-mass interaction in social networks that culture social conscience on the World Wide Web. And the process for doing that can frame the Golden Rule that is the heart of all the great world religions. And this is the nature of the World Wide Love Foundation, the Emerging Blueprint for a Golden Age. And it all comes back to this model of what we do to others, we do to ourselves, what we do to the web, we do to ourselves. And so with that in mind, I'm going to have a little meditation here to finish up the show. I thank you for listening. I hope you have a wonderful July 4th. Here's to celebrating the evolution, revolution, with the light of love that never fails. So look forward to talking with you in a couple weeks. Happy 4th. Bye-bye now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the World Wide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change. Only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience. It will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention, because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.